What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast and here Brad and Wayne. And man, are you looking for a guarantee? Are you looking for something that you can count on every time? I don't know, man. Brad, talk to him real quick.
But wait, there's more. The truth is you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Life is a crazy ride and nothing is guaranteed. That's from our guy Slim Shady, Eminem, Marshall Mathers. He's back. Let's go. 99 episodes. Come on now.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby. Look like what it be like, what it do back in here for number 99, East 99999. Bone Thugs and Harmony, those that are old enough to remember. But we are in here with another episode, man. Me and Brad, this time we don't have a guest, so we get to have a little fun, a little extra. And super excited, man. I always like to start the show off, man, by shouting everybody out that listens to the Bad Podcast and checking us out on YouTube. Soon as I promise y'all, those that listen on the podcast, when this audio finally gets to the podcast world, once we get that set up, because we had a transition with our website, I will upload every episode that is not on the podcast catchers right now. So make sure you guys keep a lookout for that. I'm gonna drop them all back to back to back so you can catch up on your favorite bad podcast on your favorite podcast catcher. So Brad, man, we're talking about guarantees or what is not guaranteed and all that good stuff, man. I'm gonna let you kick it off, brother.
Yeah, man. So you see this golden 99 right in the middle of the screen. Honestly, I it doesn't seem like we've been doing this for almost 2 years. I feel like we just kicked this journey off yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And here we are, 99 episodes, that golden 99 right there. And
you know what I think about, though? I think about when I try to get you to do a solo podcast. And he's like, nah, bro. Nah, I want me and you. Let's do it. And I was like, hey, I can do it. Let's do it, man.
So, and here we are, 99.
Here we are, 99. I love it.
And for anybody that's a hockey fan, you know that 99 is for the great one, Wayne Gretzky, number 99. And that's sort of where I want to talk about this morning or whenever you're watching is, you know, the lead up to everything that you want in life. And you know, here's the thing: when it comes to fitness and when it comes to growth, a lot of us expect to, you know, work really hard for a certain amount of time, and then we reach our finish line or a goal or a milestone, and we just expect that guarantee. Well, tomorrow I can go back to eating fast food. And I want to tell a story because this one hits home for me personally, and it hits home for a lot of people that will be watching this. So there was this individual. He's an E2M. He's a family friend. He's one of my dad's good friends. And he had done two or three rounds, lost 80 pounds. Okay. So he shoots me a message, a personal message. He says, Brad, when can I go back to eating my normal diet? When can I go back to normal eating? He said. And I wanted to be like, well, what's normal eating first and foremost? but then he followed up before I could get to him. He followed up with, I want my fast food back. And it's just like, you find something that works, right? You find something that works, but you always revert back to old habits, old routines. And it's so sad.
So many layers.
So too many layers. Too many layers on top of layers on top of layers.
Wow. No, man, that hits me on so many levels, man. You know, it's funny. The thing that got you to where you want to be, you know, it's almost like you abandon that thing. But I will also say, you know, what I learned, just, you know, me and you and E2M and just, you know, having good friends, is learning the lifestyle aspect of it. And I'm sure we're going to get into it, man, because there's a difference between completing a challenge and then something you can apply long term. I'm sure we're going to get into it, man. But you know, to your buddy, man, I tell him, I feel his pain, but if nobody else, see, I'm an ex-fat boy myself. I feel his pain, man. But I know we're going to touch on a different level, but I just wanted to throw that out there, man. But that's There's definitely a lot to unpack here, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you talk about that guarantee, right? You know, everybody wants guaranteed success, but there's never a time in your life where the next move or the next day is going to be certain. Like, okay, so I have this. I talked about that this morning. So I have this project outside of my house. It's just a little garden project, but every single day that I pack up the kids and I watch them go bye-bye, I give them a high five and a kiss and all that stuff. Every single day I look at the project, I look down and I'm like, tomorrow.
Yep.
Every day. And I literally laughed out loud the other day because we're all unfinished projects, right? I'm an unfinished project. You're an unfinished project. We're all an unfinished project. But when you look at a garden project, okay, that can wait for tomorrow. As long as you don't continue to say, I'll wait until tomorrow. But when you look in the mirror and you're dissatisfied with what you see an unfinished product, right? You look mm-hmm. at yourself and you're like, man, I'm just not content with where I am. Man, you can't wait for 2 days. You can't wait for 3 days because the further away you get from the tracks, the harder it is to gain traction. You know, and how many times do you see our clients? You know, they've been out of the game for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. It's a lot harder for them than it is for that individual that's only been gone for 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3 weeks. I pass by this project every single day. I'm like, I laugh. I'm like, I know. I see you. But I do the same thing in the mirror, and I'm like, "Come on, Bradley, I see you." But that's one of those things that you have to take in control of your decisions and your actions, and that's really the only thing that can guarantee that you don't slide backwards is if you can control your decisions and your actions. You got to keep moving forward somehow, some way.
No, man, that's spot on, man. You want to see? I'll send you a picture when we finish, a picture of a gardening project that if you continue to say tomorrow what it looks like, make sure I send you that. I might even post it in the group because if you keep putting it off, brother, it will not be a thing for sure. But go ahead. Okay, but no, for sure, like, you know, the you said something that I really like. You know, you talk about people that may have took a couple of days off or a couple of weeks off versus somebody that, you know, hadn't done nothing for years. You know, I mean, everybody know I brought in a lot of people from E2M. Like, people that, if you were in my family and you were my friend, you're probably a member of E2M. Like, that's just the way I did it. But, you know, there's a lot of them that, you know, I talk to them and for whatever reason, I guess I have E2M police across my chest because everywhere I go, and I know you used to get this in the school. Everywhere I go, people are like, I'm going to get back. I'm going to get Monday. I'm going to get
Monday.
But the funny thing is those that, you know, you can tell the people that it's been a few weeks. You can tell the people it's been a few months. But the great thing about just health and progress in general, you don't just blow up overnight. Like, a lot of them still see, like, they're motivated to get back started because, you know, it hasn't been, you know, they don't see like a drastic change right away because your body wants to be healthy. Like, it's trying to hold on to this, you know, it wants to hold on to this health. It want to hold on to this feeling, this look. And so I hit it all the time. And I was like, man, I thought as soon as I stopped, you know, as soon as I ate a burger, I was going to blow back up. Like, no, that I should have said that only happens in bodybuilder. That's what I should have said. But it's really cool, man, to understand that, you know, you're going to slip, you're going to fall, you're going to have a season, you know, where you can't work out, but it's not all for naught. You know, it's not like everything's a wash. You literally can get back up right now. You know, as you listen to this podcast on a Monday, it's a perfect day to get back up and get back in the game, man. And that goes for not only for the people that's been a couple of days, couple of months, but that also goes for that person that's watching, man, that don't know anything about E2M, that, you know, was the high school athlete. And now they look down and, you know, they don't see what they used to see, man, you know. And so that goes for you, too. If you're listening, if you're watching, you know, today is your day. You don't have to wait. And that is a way to you know, I ain't gonna say guarantee success, but take those steps towards success for sure.
Well, life's all about direction, Dwayne, and a lot of us are heading lateral or backward. And like you said, like, you don't have to grasp and obtain everything today. You just have to head in the right direction. And I'm not talking right or left. I'm just talking in the correct direction. I always say, man, if you're going to fall on your nose, because that way you're at least falling forward. But you mentioned something there, D, about what your body wants. Your body craves health. Your body craves vegetables and fruits and waters. Your mind However, it does not, because you know you take a Saturday night out, right, and you go out there and you hit the Bud Lights and the fast food real quick. What does your body feel in the morning? Your body feels some sort of remorse, a little bit of mm-hmm. agony. It's pushing mm-hmm. back, right? And your mind tells you in those moments, don't ever drink again. Don't ever go out for fast food. Don't do this. Don't do that. Right. But as time progresses, again, your body craves good, healthy foods. But then all of a sudden your mind starts to, I'm just going to creep back to that Friday night high or that Saturday night high. And our minds tell us, hey, man, I'll dabble. And that's why we continue to spiral out of control, because we don't have control. We don't have the discipline to progress. Life's all about progress or regress. And you mentioned that Hamburg, man, growth is so minimal. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in a positive direction or if it's a regression, it's so minimal. You can look in the mirror every single day and not see one bit of change one way or another, good or bad. And you tell yourself, like, well, you know what? I'm not too bad today. I can take another day off. I'm not too bad today. I can take another day off. I am not too bad. All of a sudden, a year passes, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, buddy.
When did this happen? What happened 300 days ago when you mm-hmm. decided for yourself that I'm not too bad? Why do we live in a life of contentment? Like, that's not too bad. That's okay. Why are we so attached to average? Why are we so attached to average, man? Comfort. Contentment. Yeah, why are we so attached to that? Well, our surroundings, all right? Our surroundings pour into that. You mm-hmm, know, there's mm-hmm. fast food everywhere you go.
That's true.
You go to any convenience store, there's always cold beer right there on the right when you walk in the door. Everything that's those temporary highs in comfort, they're everywhere, and they're a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah, they make money too, man. That has a lot to do with it. They make money because, you know, I got two fingers crossed. I got 2 points. One you mentioned about that experience, that Saturday night, Friday night. There are endorphins involved whenever you eat those foods, the sugar, the alcohol, whatever. When there are, like, you know, drug like or drug related, you know, feelings and emotions connected to eating those foods. And that's something a lot of people get addicted to, is that mental aspect of, you know, enjoying that, you know, because, you know, everybody knows, you know, unless you've never been exposed, a cupcake tastes way better than a piece of broccoli. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it just does, man. And so that sugar and those endorphins play a vital part mm-hmm. of the mental aspect, which causes you to, you know, want to chase that high, get that experience again and keep going back. You know, kicking yourself, you know, everybody had that, you know, I never do it again moment. But then, you know, like on New Jack City, and Pookie is like, it started calling me like crack. You know, but I did want to throw that out there. And then also, man, not seeing the change and then seeing the change one day. I got a great story for that, brother. So when I got married, man, I probably was like a 36, 37 waist, you know, and you know, I was buying clothes and stuff, and I don't buy a lot of clothes. I'm not, y'all learned last episode, I'm not into shoes. I don't buy a lot of clothes, you know, it's just not my thing, man. And my wife took me, we went to pick up some slacks because I had got a new job. And so she was like, what size? I was like, yeah, I'm probably about a 38. So I tried on the couldn't get the 36s. I was like, okay. All right, maybe I'm 38. All right. Put on the 30, couldn't get the 38s, bro. I said, dang, I know I ain't a 40. I remember my dad used to be a 40, bro. So I was like, couldn't be a 40, bro. I ended up buying a 44 waist, bro. Wow. It was such an eye-opener to me because I didn't know because I'm kind of from the era where you wore stuff baggy, so never really know your true size. And so I was saying, you know, 30 something, and I'll probably weigh less, but it's just amazing. Like when I looked in the mirror every day, I didn't notice the change, you know, same with on the positive side. When you're looking in the mirror every day, you know, when you're getting healthy, you don't notice the change. And unfortunately, a lot of people get frustrated I guess on both sides of the spectrum, you get frustrated. Get frustrated when you don't see yourself getting better, and then you get frustrated when you realize you've gotten worse, man. So, you know, that's one of the things that when it comes to putting it off and you know, and you say you okay, like you said, I'm okay right now. You know, all of those days add up, man, and eventually you have to cash that check, you know. That's not good.
and then you got to check your balance after you cash that check, man. Hey, come on now. You know, I just saw a Facebook post by a client of ours, and I hope he watches this because I'm going to call him out. I'm not going to call him out by name, but he posted and he said, "I am very mad. I'm very upset, and I'm actually kind of irritated that none of my friends or my family called me out because I've let myself go." And I think a lot of times we have those people in our lives, and sometimes the people that are closest to us don't even see that change because it is so minute, right? But those people that don't see it for weeks at a time, and then they see it, but they don't say anything. They say it. They don't say anything because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But sometimes. Those people that cut us the deepest, those are the ones that care about us the most. Yep. Now my wife, she don't let me off the hook, man. And I got a story to tell. I've told it before. You know, she doesn't watch all my live workouts, but she watched this one treadmill class, and I stumbled through a couple of words, and I wasn't on my A game, and she had called me out. I went upstairs, and she goes, "Hey, I just watched your live," and I'm like, "Ah, cool. That means a lot to me." She goes, "You haven't been reading." And it cut me deep because I was like, "What are you even talking about? What do you mean I haven't been reading?" She goes, "I know when you're reading and I know when you're not reading, and I can tell in your lives you haven't been reading." And I'm like, "You're right. All right." But it hurt, man. It's stung. Yeah. It's like salt in the wound, baby. But those are the people that we need in our lives to hold us accountable to that greater version of ourselves.
Yeah, man. That's... You know, shout out to the boss lady, because she keep me on my toes too. She keep me on my toes too.
It stings, man, but we all need it. We all need it.
No, for sure, man, for sure. And you know, it's funny. I always tease with Jeff, but I always bring up whenever I first met him at Freedom Park, and he had a little extra weight on him, you know, and I was like, we were looking back and see, you know, I was new to the game, so I definitely wasn't about to say nothing then, but I was like, bro, you was a little fluffy when I first came into E2M, man, you know, and he always bring that up, man. But you got to have people in your corner, man, that's willing to call you out. I mean, it don't feel good. As men, we have pride, and we have, you know, we want to feel like we got everything going on. But, you know, you need friends that don't mind calling you out, holding you accountable, man, stepping on your toes, you know, doing those things, especially when it comes from a good place. You know, I will not accept it from someone that is just trying to be mean. Like, you can miss me with that. Like, I like my man May said, I can't tell you how much I don't care about your opinion. if you're just trying to be salty and malice, I am the utmost don't carest person ever. But if you're part of the team, if you're somebody I respect, then I can definitely accept that call out. No matter what it is, man, because it could be on a physical level, it could be on so many different levels, man. It could be on a relational or whatever. You gotta have people in your corner that are willing to, you know, step up and talk. And then if you're watching, you may be that person, man. You know, it's not an easy conversation. It's not something that, you know, you might enjoy doing, but it's gonna help that person in the long run, man. And so, you know, shout out to anybody that have those kind of friends. And if you're that kind of friend, shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you. You know, I think that's just a component of growth, man, that having those people that are in your corner, and two, taking the responsibility to have an open mind. I call it the flex mind. Too many people have a fixed mindset. Like they won't be told. They won't be told. They don't have an open mind to anything. Like, you know, the sky is blue. Well, it's a shade of blue. Well, okay, grass is green. Is it? You know, some people are so fixed on what they want to believe in life, and they're not open to change. They're not open to critique. They're not open to anybody else's opinions. And sometimes, man, If you really want to take that big step in life, it's having an open mind, having those conversations, the hard conversations, you know, like not all marriages and relationships are sunshine and rainbows. And like, that's just not reality. But if you want sunshine and rainbows out of your relationship, it's going to take some hard conversation. It's going to take some deep cuts. All right. And a lot of people, they let life happen to them, and then all of a sudden they're spiraling so fast and so far out of control that they don't know where to dig their heels in. Well, today's a day to dig our heels in. Today's a day to have that conversation. Today's a day to take some responsibility for yourself and take some accountability for the decisions and the actions that you're making and taking in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. I love it. Man, we hitting it hard by ourselves, man.
99, man. You know, let's talk about that for a second. D, we are 99 episodes. Next week, we hook up with a girl named Erica. She's prime time on Instagram, big time runner. She doesn't even know what she's getting into because you know, she's brand new to the pod. But 99 episodes, and we've had some good conversations, some great topics.
Yeah.
And just to reflect on that, man, you know, in the beginning of time, you told me it was going to be my podcast, and I didn't want to go solo. You know, I didn't want to take this venture by myself, and I pulled you in, the BAD, BAD. And anybody that doesn't know, BAD stands for Brad and Dwayne.
Right. But apparently, a lot of people don't know that, but
even our own coworkers.
Right. Oh my gosh, I didn't know. No, man, this has been a great journey. You know, I'm definitely not new to podcasting, and you know, I'm comfortable behind the mic, and you know, when you asked, it was like, yeah, no problem, man. Like, it just wasn't the vision, you know, in my mind, because. Mm-hmm. When I came onto the team, you know, that was my primary responsibility, was to develop the podcast network. And I came up with the, you know, the Spoonettes, you know, that which is a great, great podcast. If you hadn't checked it out, we got some old episodes on YouTube. Check them out. We got to get them ladies back together. But anyway, and I came up with, Jeff came up with Dr. Approve, which is the interview on the doctors. And then I said I wanted to, you know, utilize Brad, man. And you know, again, the original, because watching you, you know, watching your classes and just hearing you, you know, be motivational and inspirational, man. I was like, yeah, people need that. But I definitely think we're doing something good, man, because we're able to kind of bounce off each other. And, you know, I keep the tech side going, you know, you keep the motivation going, man. It's been a great, great journey, man. I can't wait to hit that Hyundai mark, man, with you. And I got some surprise for you, man. I know we're going to do some stuff for our listeners and our YouTube folks as well. We're going to have some giveaways and things like that. But I'm working on some other stuff that I think it'd be really cool to celebrate 100. So, man, if you got something else, because I think I got my segue out before I give you the last drop mic joint.
Hey, man, take some responsibility and shape your future.
I love it. I love it. So, this is your homework, your assignment for the 100th episode, man. And actually for this one, man, but for the 100th episode, we want as many people as possible to check that episode out, you know. So we really gonna want you to hit that share button, you know, put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, let people know to celebrate this 100th episode with us, man. So we're gonna get there. We're gonna celebrate. We're gonna have a great time, and I'm super excited, and I'm so grateful for this journey. So grateful for you guys, because Brad, we gotta say this, man. We gotta shout out the folks that listen, man. We get all the time. They listen to that. Every time I hear that, man, I love it. Whether it's a meetup or message, man. So let's talk about that real quick, and then we'll end it.
You passing the ball? you passing the ball over here? Yeah, man.
I am.
You know, we go to these meetups, and if I hear it one time, if I hear it just one time, thank you for the podcast. You've saved my life. Thank you for the podcast. You've helped me get out of that toxic relationship. Thank you for the podcast. You've helped me go for that promotion. Like, those are the things that we love to hear. But man, we're just out here. You know, we're two normal guys talking about our lives, talking about our fitness journeys, talking about growth, talking about progression. And if we can just help out one person per podcast, that's my life's work. That's my life's work. One
99
person
right here, baby.
Go.
I love it. right, B, but listen, this was great. Thank you guys again. Again, remember your homework assignment for that 100 episode. Make sure you share. Man, we are super excited about it and ready for another 100, man. That's what we're going to say on the next one, man. So till next time, y'all, we out of here. Peace.